Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Conrad from Puyallup is. Conrad, are you there?
I'm here.
Conrad, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday by chance?
I missed the cheat sheet.
Oh, no.
That's okay. So did I. We're on the same playing field.
Well, let's see how it goes. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Conrad has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What city is nicknamed the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in sake?
Rice.
Yes. Which Disney princess is known for her yellow dress?
Belle.
Correct. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
Pass.
What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Pass.
The number one selling item at Walmart is what fruit?
Bananas.
Correct. Who was the host of The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992?
Johnny Carson.
Yes. How many hearts does a worm have?
Two?
No.
Three, four?
No. How do you summon Beetlejuice?
Hello?
Could you repeat the question?
How do you summon Beetlejuice? Conrad, is it your phone? Are you okay? What's happening?
I'm in a bad spot.
Well, you ended up getting 5 correct. And I kind of feel like even if you were in a better spot, you wouldn't have done much better.
Wow.
I'm going to put him on hold because I don't think his phone's working that great.
Oh, yeah. He had some issues.
Uh-oh.
But.
In what way?
Phone issues.
Oh, okay.
not real.
I was like,
well,
are we having a therapy session with Conrad?
Oh, and he's no longer on the phone.
Oh, so. No.
Oh, poor Conrad. Get a better phone. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes.
What city is nicknamed the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in sake?
Rice.
Yes. Which Disney princess is known for her yellow dress?
Cinderella.
No.
Snow White?
No.
Yellow dress.
Yes, that's what I said.
I thought Snow White had a yellow dress. I don't know. Elsa.
No. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
What football team?
Yes.
The Frankfurt Yellow Jacket? The Green Bay Packers?
No.
The Pittsburgh Steelers?
No.
The Seattle Seahawks?
No. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Omega.
Correct. The number one selling item at Walmart is what fruit?
Bananas.
Yes. Who was the host of The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992?
Johnny Carson.
You know it. Here's How many Johnny. Hearts does a worm have?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
No. How do you summon Beetlejuice?
You say his name 3 times.
Sure do.
I'm afraid to say it.
Who is on the $1 bill?
Ooh, Washington.
Correct.
What? Were you not sure about that?
Well,
George Washington?
Thank you. I was like, people are going to text, be like, there's many Washingtons.
Are there? There's no Grover Washington.
Or was there another President Washington?
There's only one Washington.
Okay, that's why I was just taking a moment to think about it and then realized there wasn't and said yes.
Were you worried that maybe Denzel Washington's on the dollar bill?
I don't know. There's been a lot of presidents, Mr. Migs. You know what? I don't even want to be excited that you won or tell you that. But guess what, Steve? You won 7-5.
I'm the best! I'm the best! I'm the best!
You're not the best, okay? There's only one Washington that's been a president, really?
That I know of.
Yeah. What?
Never heard of another Washington.
Do you know what I'm thinking of? There's been another George.
Oh.
Oh, don't try to follow my brain.
Has there been?
Bush.
Hey.
Right?
No, that's right.
Was that
it took
test?
You a while. To be honest with you, I had no idea. Yeah. I couldn't remember. I was like, you know what? Danny seems to know, so I'll leave this ball in his court.
Well, all of a sudden, I was like, he was president, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Both of them.
Whew. Woo! Okay, Disney princess known for a yellow dress. Conrad got this correct. It's Belle.
Belle?
Beauty and the Beast.
I'm Googling Snow White right now.
No, you were very confident about Cinderella at first.
And then Snow White. Look at freaking Snow White with the yellow dress.
But she's not known for her yellow dress.
I knew it.
Literally Google who was known for it. And that's like a skirt.
That's such a subjective question. Not to get all weird. Why am I arguing over it? I don't care. I won. But Snow White always had a yellow dress.
But half of her dress is blue.
The dress part is...
That's a skirt, Steve.
Yeah. You Google Belle right now. You'll be like, oh, yeah. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets? If you listen to the cheat sheet, Philadelphia Eagles.
Huh?
There you go.
Is there a Frankfurt in Philadelphia?
I didn't do this much research, okay? I just Googled. And how many hearts...
Look at Belle. She's got a fully yellow dress.
And now it brings back, you know, right? She's known for that.
No, I had no idea.
Oh, a worm has 5 hearts.
5 hearts.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why I guessed one.
Because maybe it was a trick question.
That's fair.
I do that sometimes. Somehow you still won. Congrats, Steve.
I'm going to be bothered by the whole Snow White one for the rest of the day.
For forever?
Yeah, I don't know why that's bothering me, but it does.
Live Night is coming back, Rockaholics, and we're going to be at Showbox Soto on December 13th. You can be part of the chaos, be in the crowd where everything is performed live from the stage, including the sound effects. Both our show and the men's room are going to be doing everything live. Beat Migs will be played live. Lots of special guests in the KISW New Originals will be throwing down the jams. And if you want to grab those tickets, you can head over right now to KISW.com. The website American Songwriter just did an article about the most underrated Nirvana songs.
Nice.
One of them is far from underrated in our eyes. So what did they pick? You'll find out after Soundgarden.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Halloween is a week from Thursday, and we came across a post on Facebook where a woman was hoping for a little Halloween costume advice, suggestions from her friends.
Man, it's crazy that it's a week away.
I know. The friends, however, completely roasted her. It backfired. Her idea backfired. She wrote, "Ugh, I still don't know what to dress like for Halloween. Any ideas, peeps?" And the response she got back was savage.
Well, so, she also wrote TIA, and that comes into play with this, with some of the comments, because I had no idea. I had to try and figure out what the hell does TIA stand for. Do you know?
I thought it was maybe her initials.
Like her name is like Tia?
Yeah.
Danny, do you know what TIA stands for?
Nope.
Man, I work with a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. I bet Sarah, come on.
Thanks in advance.
Boom.
That's right, I'm still young and hip.
You are hip. Well, let's go straight to the comments.
All right, we sent the comments, the post, to our production director, Jason, just to point out just how savage, like you said, some people can get. And also, I think she needs to reevaluate who some of her friends are. Maybe she has some friends that maybe aren't friends anymore. She needs to do, an audit?
A cleansing.
A cleansing of the friends on her Facebook page. Okay, here's the first comment about what she should dress as for Halloween.
Okay, you're almost 50. Settle down with the hip slang like peeps. And WTF is TIA. OMG.
So I'm glad we're not the only ones that didn't know what TIA was.
Oh, Sarah, that's hipsters. We all know. Oh, yeah. Thanks in advance, guys. Tia.
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 Why don't you just dress like a slut like you do every year? What were you, sexy Elsa, last year? LOL.
Let's laugh out loud.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
How do we feel about... I have no problem with anyone dressing... Like, if you want to dress as skimpy and scandalous as you want, it's Halloween. I feel like that's the one day of the year where everyone just goes kind of crazy. But how do we feel about sexy versions of children stars? It's a weird one.
It is a weird one. I mean, considering that a lot of her friends probably have kids, maybe even she has kids, it's like...
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to be mad at somebody, like, get away from me. Like, it's not like, I'm angry about it, but it is a weird thing to be like a sexy Elsa.
No.
As someone
you don't think?
No.
Yeah,
I'm all in for it.
I'm all in for it, too. And I don't have kids, so make anything sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think there's anything that you can do that would be like, that's kind of weird, being a sexy...
No, I was just thinking I would be a sexy Barney.
Sexy Mark.
Yeah. God. That'd be dope, right?
I ain't gonna lie. One time my wife was not, it wasn't sexy Big Bird, but it definitely wasn't like unsexy Big Bird. And I was a fan.
See? Like,
I guess I'm kind of a hypocrite. Here's the next comment about this woman's outfit.
You should dress as a homewrecker. Oh, yeah, you already did that last Halloween. F-O-H. For the boomer that commented earlier, F-O-H stands for F*** out of here. Like, get the F*** out of here, you homewrecker.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
That's definitely somebody you should take off of your friends list.
I think you would look cute as French fries.
Was like her aunt or mom or something.
I am a fan of the French fry costume.
Is it sexy French fries?
Well, somebody commented on that comment. I think it might have been the same guy that was all calling her a homewrecker.
Yeah, French fries. You know why? Because you're greasy, salty, and goes straight to my ass.
French, but all right. Happy Halloween, everybody.
I cannot wait to find out what she goes with.
What are you going as, Sarah? Since you're all about sexy children story people.
I still have my Hooters outfit. Are you kidding?
Oh, so you're gonna double down on that?
Absolutely.
It's not a bad call.
I know, right? We got it. It looks cute. Get our money's worth.
Are you gonna stuff your bra?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a page out of. Actually, do you have any socks I can stuff it
with? I will totally loan you some of my new crew socks.
Since you stuffed yours.
I did.
Yeah, I should.
If you want some serious bigums, I got some extra crew socks as well.
I do want some serious bigums. Always.
The original lead singer of an iconic metal band has sadly passed away. We will tell you what's trending after Sublime.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
As you move through your day, Rockaholics, the world of pop culture can be a bit overwhelming to sift through. And we're here to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Iron Maiden's original singer Paul Di'Anno has died at the age of 66. He fronted the band from 1978 to 1981 and was featured on their first two albums, which was Iron Maiden in 1980 and 1981's Killers. Love the Killers album. Here he is singing on Iron Maiden's Killers.
I always forget that they had a different lead singer at first, and it wasn't Bruce Dickinson the entire time.
Yeah, because, I mean, Bruce has been there for so long now.
And they both kind of have, they're not, like, exact replicas of each other, but they're very similar. So,
yes.
Like, I could see why, like, you know, when Bruce came in, he was able to sing those songs, you know, that Paul sang, and it didn't really miss a beat.
Totally.
Yeah, but that bummer news, though, about him. 66 years old.
A lot of awesome tributes rolling through yesterday, yeah. And yeah, but I think he had been in poor health for a little while, and yeah, just a bummer all around.
No, I don't know if Danny was, which is funny because he's from New Mexico, but was everyone else fan of Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah.
I know you were a big fan, right? Danny, you weren't, right? Because you're a New Mexico snob.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
No, everyone loved it there. I was just the one that was always I was a hipster. I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna watch this.
I don't have to watch it. I lived it, man.
Exactly.
Sarah, were you a Breaking Bad fan?
I've never seen one episode.
Oh.
Nope. I don't want to be that person, but you should go back and watch. It's a really good show.
No, you shouldn't.
It ended a really long time ago, and there's like a million seasons, right?
There's 8 seasons, I think.
Yeah.
This seems like a lot of work.
And there's a few seasons that kind of are slow. You have to kind of power through them, but it's worth it.
Is it? You're not convincing me.
No, I'm not. But Bryan Cranston, he reprised his role as Heisenberg, which is pretty awesome. Walter White, for a PSA of all things. It's a PSA that's titled Breaking Bad Habits. And let me see if you can figure out what he's talking about based on this PSA.
You're kidding me. Keep litter out of my territory. Unbelievable.
I hope they didn't pay him by the second because he didn't get paid much if that's the case. But it's to make people stop littering.
Oh, awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
And he was like collecting trash while delivering a stern message to the people that are littering.
Don't be a litter bug. Liam Payne, the former One Direction member, tragically died on October 16th at the age of 31. He fell from a hotel balcony in Argentina, and they've done a partial autopsy that has already revealed he had multiple drugs in his system, including pink cocaine.
Which I didn't even know this was a thing.
What? It's some sort of like a combination of substances like methamphetamine and ketamine.
I think MDMA is also in this as well.
Prior to his death, the hotel staff was reporting that he had had erratic behavior, and they had already called 911 expressing concerns for his safety. So his body is still in Argentina pending the completion of that autopsy, but more information is obviously going to continue to roll out.
And of course, my dumbass Googles what is pink cocaine, and they show pictures of it, and it's actually pink.
Really?
I mean, I guess like, that makes sense, but I don't know why. I was just like, is it? I don't know. If I saw something that was just pink and powdery and someone's like snorted, I'm like, I don't think I want to.
Looks like Fun Dip.
Or like, what is it, the strawberry milk?
Oh, yeah.
It's really bright.
You're right. Making it sound so fun now.
It does. Don't put that around me, because if it's bright and pink, who knows?
And it's in a bag with happy faces.
Oh, boy.
Look, I mean, it's a terrible story. Not making light of what this guy went through. It's awful, but I was just not expecting a hot pink bag of cocaine.
No, we learn something new every day. Speaking of learning new things, Steve Miggs... We want somebody to take you down.
Mm-hmm.
The game of Beat Migs. He's got a record of 295 wins, 88 losses, and 51 ties in 2024.
I am 5 wins away from what should be confetti cannons in this studio.
Now would be a great time for a losing streak. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.